Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
4 o'clock hour. It's very late start to the 4 o'clock hour. I apologize, Len, and to anyone else who sets their clock by the 4 o'clock hour to the start of our segment. But we had to figure out if Eric Spoelstra pumps his own gas, and we did not come to the conclusion.
We had to lock it in.
But if he does not, he's going to start if he has money in the stock market. Time for the stock market report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones down 570 points today. That wraps up, today's the last day of April, that wraps up the worst month of the Dow since September of 2022. S&P 500 down 80 points and the NASDAQ down 325 points. April was an absolutely brutal month on Wall Street. Let's get it turned around for May.
Gotta get some.
Let's listen to Paul Maurice. How about a little cat talk? How about a little something uplifting? Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Celsius, one of the sponsors of our watch parties. And again, we'll have another watch party for round two. We'll do several at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Our friends at Hollywood Kia will be out there showcasing a Kia. Celsius will be out there sampling drinks. But for Cat Talk today, I want to listen to a little Paul Maurice after the game yesterday. Some post-game comments. The head coach, Paul Maurice. What's the first one that we're listening to, Solana?
These are just his reaction, overall reaction to knocking off the Panthers' biggest rival, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
All right. Really happy for the players that went through the pain of not having success. Two critical guys in the game tonight. For Hagee, too, but Barkov and Bobrovsky, when you're a leader, when you're the number one goaltender, when you're the captain, and you have a series that doesn't go your way, those are the guys they have to answer for it. So both those guys really good tonight. Both those guys really, really good all series. So I'm happy for the guys who dealt with some pain in the loss. You know, I roll into town when the team's pretty good. I didn't have to deal with any of that. So those guys will appreciate today. Not that I don't, but they'll appreciate it at a different level.
Let's listen to some more Paul Maurice. I absolutely love this guy. I love the fact that right after the game, he's thinking about a couple of Panthers who've been here through the real bad stuff and getting knocked out by Tampa on a consistent basis. And he's like, yeah, that's a cool feeling for them. I really like this guy. He's has immediately jumped into the echelon of all-time great coaches in South Florida.
Everybody around him, because we were there yesterday, the Molars and the Plagans and the Goldies and everybody we talked to, anybody that knows George Richards and all, like, I've never shook his hand. Like, I've never met Paul Maurice, but I love him to death because of the guys I respect that know hockey, and everybody talks about him so glowingly.
Paul Maurice absolutely fills his own car with gas, right? One of the reasons that
he might siphon his gas out of other people's cars.
One of the reasons that I think a guy like Eric Spoelstra doesn't is there's a time constraint. They're busy coaching. But also there's a fame thing involved. It becomes a hassle, right? You just want to fill your car with gas, but all of a sudden everybody wants your picture. Everybody wants you to leave a message on their outgoing voicemail. Like, you're just inundated with requests when you're out in public. Paul Maurice is not going to get recognized very much.
No.
Right?
Not at all.
He's just not going to get recognized very much. So he can probably fill his car with gas without being bothered too much.
And honestly, this started with Tom Thibodeau. He looks like a guy that works at the Walgreens.
You
like,
would not look twice.
Nope.
Yeah. Just frumpy guy in some sweatpants.
Yeah. Spo got a little swag.
Spo doesn't ever. I remember years ago thinking, I think this may have been on the Lebatard show because we had Mickey Arison on, but I had brought up the question, like, do you think Pat Riley ever, 9 o'clock, you need some cold medicine at CVS. Like, do you think Pat Riley ever goes out of his house to stop at CVS wearing something that isn't designer and put together?
No.
Like, do you think you would ever see Riley in what Tom Thibodeau is wearing while he's pumping gas?
Some cargo pants and a charity t-shirt? No.
It just, I don't think he would ever, like, he's gonna throw on, maybe a Ralph Lauren polo. Like, that would be slumming it. Probably some very nice gym shorts. He's just not pulling stuff out of his closet like you and I are.
I think Pat takes the tag off of everything he wears. I don't think he wears anything twice.
You think he's ever, like, pictured in what Tom Thibodeau is wearing there, Solana?
I mean, there's plenty of pictures of Pat Riley in basketball shorts and, like, a Heat polo and some sneakers.
Outside of a basketball court?
I guess not, but you don't think Pat Riley leaves Heat practice one day where he's just in, like, gym shorts, nice Heat polo, some nice sneakers. It doesn't just stop at the Chevron to get a Gatorade on the way home?
No.
Man.
I think there's someone that knows everything he wants in his refrigerator, and they keep it stocked.
Nick Saban. Nick Saban with the Dolly Madison cakes.
Yep.
Like, Nick Saban, talk about too much time, not enough time in the day, too many things to do, not comfortable with fame. Like, Nick Saban, you think he was filling his car up on University Drive when they had the facility in Davie?
No
chance.
Listen, and Solana, I'm no...
Usaka Polite was filling up his car.
But Nick, you leave Lou alone. That's my friend.
Crowder, Nick Saban's celebrity in South Florida pales in comparison to what Nick Saban's celebrity is now. I've seen Nick Saban at the Senior Bowl where he's walking through a hotel lobby and he's got like 19 state troopers around him.
We saw it in Alabama when we did the SEC media.
And it is
like, he's a president. He's a president arriving.
It's so ridiculous. Like, I'm not saying people don't want to go up to him.
That even when he was in Miami, he thought he was still that. That's why I don't think he ever... Yeah. Filled his own car with gas and stopped at a whatever.
Well, Deeper Hawk, that's why he never went back to the NFL, because he did not have that same cachet when he was in the NFL that he was
Where's my state troopers?
Yes, and that's what he did. People ask me, and I'm going to say, Pat Riley, Saban, the guys we're talking about, Tom Thibodeau, they are 75,000 times more famous than me. People ask me in Publix, why am I here?
Right.
Because my kids need some applesauce pouches. Like, why are you asking me this question? They think that people that
are certain guys are down to earth and men of the people. I would not be surprised seeing you, and I would not be surprised seeing Tua at Publix. I would be surprised seeing Jason Taylor.
Yeah. And I don't think
certain guys just have an
JT goes to the grocery store.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Certain guys just have an aura of being just a slight bit removed from everyday life. And Eric Spoelstra reminds me of one of those guys.
And even to the conversation, not of money, but just of personality. I go places and they'll, when I walk in, Jay Alexander's, the little steakhouse over on Pine Island, me and my family go there every now and again. And somebody comes to me every time and they were like, hey, Zach Thomas was just in here. Zach will go to a Walgreens and get some medicine for his kid.
He can't believe people think that he's worthy of a picture or a greeting. Because I met him and I was like, wow, this is the opposite of, deserving.
Coolest dude in the world, ain't it? Like, yeah. So more than money, Solana, I think personality. Personalities,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, but I don't think Eric Spoelstra is... I don't think his personality is what Hawk is making it seem. And I know you're not taking a shot at him, but I think Eric Spoelstra is more of like a Zach Thomas or a Channing Crowder than he is a Jason Taylor or a Dan Marino.
Nope. He wants to be. He thinks he is. Lebatard, to me, is the perfect example. Dan thinks he is man of the people, but he doesn't want to be around people. He wants to portray that. And I think Spo is kind of like that. I think Spo thinks he's a man of the people. And again, I'm not taking a shot, but I just think he's at a different level.
And you bring up Dan Marino. If you say Publix to him, he won't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He couldn't find it.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that again?
But he goes, he told me, like, he goes to Starbucks every morning. There's a Starbucks. He goes to Starbucks every morning and... like, the person working the counter at Starbucks doesn't know who he is. They don't. Like, they have no idea. I also think there's an element here. We've had this conversation before. In Miami, we live in this world of sports. So, like, we think, all our listeners, the four of us, we think that everybody knows the Panthers are you know, just knocked off the Lightning or there's a big heat
there's
game.
There's like 3% of South Florida that's excited about the Panthers last night.
When I tell you that there's probably a lot more people in Miami that have no idea who Eric Spoelstra is.
Your girlfriend, you introduced her to Dan Marino and she had no idea. It wasn't impressive to her.
My sister-in-law, this is not a bit, my sister-in-law has lived in Florida. She was born in Ecuador, has lived in Florida for most of her life. She speaks fluent English, has a degree. Like, this isn't some random, Ecuadorian girl that my brother found a couple years ago in Ecuador, brought over. Like, she's a U.S. citizen. She had never heard, lived in Miami for over a decade. She had never heard of Dwayne Wade. God's honest truth. She didn't know who Dwayne Wade was. And to me, that's like sacrilege. I told my brother to call off the wedding. Like, I'm like, what? I think we're downplaying that as well. Like, maybe there aren't pictures of Coach Spoelstra because he goes to pump gas and nobody's bothering him because
that's possible.
He's just another guy.
Because remember when McDonald's came out with that J Balvin meal? I'm like, who's that? Employee of the month? You know what I mean? You live in your own world.
Yeah.
I didn't know who J Balvin was. I'm like, how's this guy worthy of a McDonald's meal? So you live in the world, and whatever world you're in, you think everyone else is in that world. You might be right on Spo.
Especially, bro, in Miami especially,
because
there's a person for everything in this world.
Right.
People in Miami just, they're not into sports the way that we think they're into sports.
Right. Yeah, you might be onto something there. Play one more cut from Paul Maurice. This is after the game yesterday. What else do you have to say, Solana?
Since we were just talking about them knocking off the Lightning, I like this one. It was a follow-up on that question. And he said what experience some of those guys who were on that team in 2021 took in order to capitalize and win this series.
The experience really helps you understand what's coming and what you're going to affect. But why does that happen? It's because Sam Reinhart gets up on the bench and starts barking about we made two inside plays on the... So on our bench, right corner, two inside plays, and he's at the end of the bench just wailing about how good that was, and we got to make plays. Coaches don't matter that much at that time of game. I mean, we got to get the matchup right. I got it wrong once, but we got to get the matchup right. Other than that, it's all players. So when Sam Reinhart, like, that's just leadership, right? And then he's the guy, and then Barkov's line does the same thing. They go make inside plays under pressure. That's all player leadership. Now, I mean, I'm not a complete moron, so I'm not screaming, get the puck out. Like, we're trying to encourage it, too. But at the same time, the players drive that, right? They give each other that confidence. They'll talk, great play on the inside, great play on the inside. So the next time it comes over, he's making that play. I really liked our third period. I liked the vibe on the bench even before it went to 3-1.
It was a fun third period. So now the Panthers, they wait. Listen, yes.
I don't know what he's talking about, hockey X and O's, but to hear a coach say, that was my fault, the matchups were wrong, I love that out of a coach. There's a lot of coaches talking about Nick Saban. Nick Saban will never tell you his defense was bad. It's always on the players. So for him to say the matchups was bad, yeah, that was my fault. I love that, and I don't know what he was talking about, get it in the crease or whatever he said. Don't know. Love Paul Maurice.
So now they wait. They will face either Boston or Toronto in the second round. Boston's up 3-1 in that series. They play tonight. So there's something to watch for, Panthers fans. Can you blast through headlines real quick here, Solana, so we can get back on the clock here for the hour? So quick look at headlines with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Marlins do play tonight. They host the Colorado Rockies. They begin a three-game series. This will be at home, so we get three more chances for free Whopper Juniors. As it pertains to the Panthers, we await the winner of the Boston-Toronto series. The Heat will play Game 5 tomorrow in Boston, try to stave off elimination. Without Jaime Jaquez Jr., no Terry Rozier. Jaime will be out after injuring his hip yesterday. No Jimmy Butler either. Celtics are 28-0 in the history of their franchise when they go up 3-1 in a series.
Not good.
Tonight,
if you play trends.
Knicks versus Sixers at 7 p.m. Joel Embiid is questionable. Cavs versus Magic at 8. Bucks will host the Pacers. They want to stave off elimination as well. 9:30 p.m. tip-off in Milwaukee. Giannis and Dame are both doubtful for the game. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, still a bit rainy in South Florida. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Puntas las pilas.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So Lana, an hour and 25 minutes away from getting away without playing Noche de Sixto. Do you think you will make it, or do you think I've had it in the back of my mind since the show started at 2?
We got to play it.
Why? I mean, he's pitching tonight.
So?
He's pitching.
We have a song. We're a sports station. We have a song for him. He's pitching tonight. I mean, it all makes sense.
Show him some love. Get us a Whopper Jr.
I mean, what if playing your song is the difference between a free Whopper Jr. or having to pay for a Whopper Jr.?
Come on now.
We played it last time and went 3 1/3, gave up.
Maybe
like
we
four
didn't
runs.
Play it enough. Huh. Maybe we should play it from now until 6.
Hmm.
Played it. Yeah, play it twice because then it'll go 7.
Right. That's the distributive property.
Want to hear something funny? This morning, I got up and I had some time. I'm never home. So I got up and all my lights in my house, you know, the lights on the ceiling lights, whatever they're called.
Hi-hats.
The canopy, the little ones you got to screw in.
Oh, hi-hats. Recessed lighting.
Recessed lighting. So all the recess. So I walk around, I'm looking, and I see, you know, like 6 or 7 of them out throughout the house. And so I go and get the lights. I bring
six
them back.
6 or 7, and people are still able to function around there? How big is that house? I mean, if you have 6 or 7 recessed lights out and no one has done anything about it, you're working with about 15,000 square feet of living space. But go ahead, Mr. Everyday Guy. Tell us your story.
7,800. But
your house is 8,000 square feet?
Under air, yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know. Like, you're talking about Solana working at Home Depot. I'm the guy that just walks in Home Depot and they say, do you need help? And I'm good. Just, you know, I'm going to just figure it out because I'm a man. I go get lights for my kitchen. I just figured it out because now the kids are coming home. I get motion sensor lights. So half my kitchen only lights up if somebody's in there. So every time, like, my kitchen's dark and you walk in and then these bright lights shoot on and it's crazy. The kids love it because it's wild, but I'm just a dummy.
That's
now I got
to
climb back up on this damn 12-foot ladder and change the lights again.
That's funny. I'm the same guy because I'm not handy at all. You are. But I will walk into Home Depot or Lowe's and we, you know, we're fixing up this new apartment. So we're in there a lot lately. I will not ask for help, but I don't know what I'm doing, what I'm looking for, but I will not ask for help. And you know, my wife, she'll ask anybody. And I'm a really good judge of who might give you good information and who might not. And I have the same methodology now for years. The moment she starts talking to someone who I know is not going to be able to solve a problem quickly, I just disappear. I am gone. I can't watch the conversation. I can't participate in the walking to aisle 7. No, it must be 12. And that now I'm following some guy around. Like, I'm just gone.
I hate the, I'll take you over there. No.
Oh, just tell me. Give me a
is
number.
Is it 18 or is it 16? I don't need you to escort me over there to the light switch. Just tell me the number of the aisle I need to look and I'll look myself.
Jimmy, you think we should play Noche de Sixto today?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Seems to be heading in that direction, Solana. But I got to get to 15 minutes of heat. It's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Throwing Solana a lifeline once again. See if he can make us forget.
That song.
Kind of what we were talking about earlier with the injuries to the Heat. Someone emails Ira Winderman at the Sun Sentinel. Wouldn't you say injuries have the greatest impact on success in the playoffs? Look at Milwaukee, Philadelphia, the Clippers, and the Heat. Obviously, these teams don't have enough now. So doesn't it become even more important to finish in the top four in your conference to weather any injuries that may arise early in the playoffs? And that's kind of the forgotten element of this when I talk about this isn't the team they put together. You don't have to deal with all this nonsense, maybe, if you're a higher seed and you're playing a different opponent and maybe you didn't have to play the 2 play-in games. Ira Winderman writes, could not agree more. Because even with the injuries, the Heat have been attempting to work around. Jimmy Butler, Terry Rozier, we know now Hake is going to be out tomorrow. There could have been a shot to withstand such absences had the Heat gotten into that number four, number five series that features right now the Magic and the Cavs. One more regular season victory. Just one more, and the Heat would have been the five seed. Two more, and they would have had home court advantage in the first round at number four. The lesson is that November, December, January, and the other regular season months also matter. Whether that truly sets in going forward, we shall see. That seems to be a fairly common lament at the end of every Heat season lately, is that, hey, if the regular season, if you'd rack up a couple more wins and there's so many winnable games that you lost, maybe things are different in the postseason.
And I'm with you, but that's Jimmy. That's what Jimmy does, playoff Jimmy and regular season Jimmy. So, like, Jimmy's our leader. Jimmy doesn't, I won't say doesn't respect, he doesn't value, I would say, the regular season like that. He's going to turn on. But, Hawk, take Jokic off Denver. Take Spider off Cleveland. Take what's the boy, the SGK, whatever the hell his name is.
SGK, you got it.
Take him off OKC. Like injuries happen. And if your best player gets injured, you're not going to be that good. Jokic could have got injured two games ago, and they're not going to just be running through the West like they are. So that's what I would say. I understand value of the regular season and getting a higher seed and not playing in the playing game. But, Hawk, our thing with Solana was it's two games. Solana was arguing the other week about, like, he hates the play-in tournament. I'm like, it's two more games. Like, what's two more games? It's exciting. It's two more games. If Jimmy did get hurt in those games, he would have got hurt in the first round wherever it was.
Why?
If he was there. Because it was the same amount of games.
But he didn't get hurt because there was two extra games. He got hurt because Kelly Oubre Jr. decided to tackle him. And
somebody else would have tackled him, if somebody else would have hit his leg in the end of the season or early in the playoffs, Solana, it's still just basketball.
That's not how injuries work. Bradley Chubb.
Yes, it is exactly how injuries work.
Crowder, Bradley Chubb was left in a game that the Dolphins had no chance in Baltimore. He got hurt because McDaniel made a mistake by leaving his starters in. Are you going to use that same argument and say, well, if he didn't get hurt there, he would have gotten hurt in the very next game? No,
I'm not. That's not the argument. The argument is when you play a high-level sport, injuries happen. Injuries happen.
Well, yeah, but there's no guarantee he would have been hurt in the first round against Boston. There's no guarantee. Like, he got hurt.
Can you tell me he wouldn't?
No, I agree with you. Like, injuries happen. I'm not saying that they don't, but to say
Milwaukee was the two seed and Giannis is injured, Dame is injured. I understand what he's saying. I lost him a little bit at SGK.
Isn't that a store that sells tight jeans or something?
STK is a restaurant in Miami.
It's delicious. It's down there by the One Hotel.
Yeah. Great steak.
Been there.
Shai Gilgeous-Kleinberg. Play with him at the JCC.
You take the best player off of any team, and they're going to struggle. All the top teams right now. That's why I brought up Jokic and the Nuggets. Jokic gets hurt. Somebody falls on his knee. Next game, they have no chance of winning the championship.
Well, not Jokic, though, because nothing would affect him. I mean, you could drop a boulder on his shoulders. It's going to break into pieces.
He got to scratch his arm. I just want to see him bleed, Hawk. I got that from you.
And it's not just injury, by the way, like one injury, because I'm with you. You take Jokic off the Nuggets, they're not as good. But the Heat don't have just one injury. I mean, they're literally missing Jimmy Butler, Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson's a shell of himself. Now they have out Jaime Jaquez Jr. Like, it's a significant part of
their
rotation.
Don't forget about Jay Rich, too.
Yeah, Josh Richardson as well.
I mean, there's guys who are just not available. Like, you're really at the end of the internet.
And that's been this entire season, truthfully. Because people get on Jimmy Butler for missing games, and that's fine. But there were a lot of games he missed this year with a legitimate injury. It wasn't like he was just missing every single back-to-back and he decided not to play. I mean, there were games this year he had a foot injury. I mean, you don't want to risk him later on in the season by forcing him to play a game in January that he's clearly not 100% to play. I'm not excusing, some of the games that the rest of the team miss for rest purposes, but that's just the NBA now. You know, yeah. Like it just is.
No, to the Jimmy approach of it, the what's it called, a maintenance program. Giannis was a non-contact injury. Giannis just took off jogging and he yep. laid on the ground. Dame got hurt. If Giannis and Dame take 20 games off this season, are they both still playing? Like that's the question.
I think Porzingis yesterday, that was non-contact too, right?
That's the question that everybody can't answer. Is it better to be the number 2 seed and play 70 games or like Jimmy?
Right.
Man, let's play in the play-in, play 45, 50 and we'll be healthy to play in the playoffs.
But Hawk, I think the larger point and what Ira was saying was that there are opportunities in the regular season that you have to take advantage of. Remember in late November, the Heat played the Chicago Bulls. They started the game on a 22-1 run. They were up 22-1 in the basketball game, and they lost that game. There were games where Miami late in
Washington game at the end of the season. Washington. I mean, everyone will point to that one. That's a win that you got to win. You didn't, and it's a whole different postseason because of it.
At when they hosted Philadelphia late in the season, 8-point fourth quarter lead. They had fourth quarter leads in a lot of games this season at Oklahoma City, at Dallas. And they lost those games while they
were
healthy.
Remember that Sacramento game? Wasn't there a Sacramento game where Sacramento was starting Shai Gilgeous-Kleinfield?
No, Miami actually won that game with basically nobody. Did. That was the game Jimmy and Jovic were suspended for. And the Heat won that game with pretty much the lineup we're watching right now.
Ryan from Funky Buddha, listen to your story about being the everyday guy, the average Joe, putting up your hi-hats, your recessed lighting. And Ryan says, Crowder puts his pants on just like everyone else, one leg at a time in his castle. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Thank you, as always, Jax.
Stay black.
All right.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.